The people you know, the experience you trust, the quality you expect, the newspaper you deserve. This local newscast provided by The Telegram.
This is Matt McKee reporting from Total Media Studios in Jackson with your local news. State health officials say Thursday's new COVID-19 case numbers show a downward trend in cases. Here's more from ONN's Andrew Kinsey.
New numbers from the Department of Health show more than 5,100 new cases. That is down about 1,200 cases from what we saw last Thursday. ODH also reported more than 300 new hospitalizations, a positivity rate now at 11.3%. Our moving average on a downward trend. I'm Andrew Kinsey.
Here locally, in its latest COVID-19 related update issued on Monday the 11th, Holzer Health System reported that the hospital continues to treat numerous cases. As of that date, Holzer Health System was treating 86 patients for COVID-19, which represents 46% of its inpatients. Of the 86 individuals being treated, 66 are unvaccinated and 20 are vaccinated. Meanwhile, the latest statistics released by the Ohio Department of Health on Thursday reveal that both Jackson County and Vinton County continue to rank high in the state for the number of per capita cases. Jackson County currently ranks 5th among the state's 88 counties. Vinton County ranks 18th. However, a Vinton County Health Department representative reported that local cases continued to decline. And planning is underway in the state in anticipation of a possible rollout of the coronavirus vaccine for a younger age group of children. Here's more from ONN's Lindsay Mills.
Dr. Bruce Vanderhoff, the director of the Ohio Department of Health, said in terms of scenario planning, they are working with all of their partnering agencies to make sure they are ready to go if and when the Pfizer vaccine for this age group gets the green light.
It really looks to me like they are planning to have those meetings occur by the beginning of November. So that's very, very encouraging.
Doctors here in Ohio say they are seeing more COVID-related pediatric hospitalizations.
In Columbus, Lindsay Mills.
In related news, two citizens recently spoke out against continued use of masks with the Jackson City School Board. On Tuesday night, October 12th, Frank Souders and Jackson City Schools educator Kelly Bragg both addressed the board with concerns about the efficacy of mask usage by young people. Two citizens noted various physical and mental health issues that they feel are being driven by the continued prolonged use of facial coverings in schools. For that complete story, check out upcoming issues of The Telegram or online at thetelegramnews.com. In other news today, members of the Jackson City School Board of Education recently approved a resignation. District Treasurer Rachel Stralzer, who had been on an extended leave of absence since early February, the agreement, which was unanimously approved during the meeting held Tuesday night the 12th, approves a lump sum payment of $4,140, an amount equivalent to what Stralzer would have been paid for the month had she worked through the end of October. The document likewise includes a $28,000 payment, which will extinguish all accrued leave Stralzer has to her credit except for sick leave. Stralzer's resignation was effective at the end of the day on October 12th, though she will still have insurance benefits through the end of the month. For that complete story, check out upcoming issues of The Telegram as well. After a one-year interruption due to COVID-19, the Foothills Arts Festival returned to the spotlight this weekend in a new location. The annual art show and competition conducted by the Southern Hills Arts Council was moved to the Park's Edge Event Center in Jackson after being held for many years at Canner's Cave. The spacious venue is not only a more convenient location for more participants and visitors, but also provided the extra room necessary for better spacing. During a preview reception on Thursday evening, Festival Chair Cora Willett told the audience that there was a total of 77 artists entered and a total of 257 pieces of artwork, which is down a little bit from previous years. Judy Weilbacher of Chillicothe captured the top overall honor Best of Show for her alcohol ink piece entitled The Colors Within. Roger Downs of Chillicothe won the other major award, the Patricia Ailey Award, for the most creative with an unusual piece composed of steel, wood, and aluminum entitled Appalachian Steel Pecker. No Jackson County residents won a first place award, but second place awards went to Carson Harris and Angela Coleman Pinson. Cole McManus of Jackson and Hayden Jarvis each won third place awards. Also, 11 different Jackson Countyans corralled a total of 12 honorable mention awards. For the complete list of winners, check out upcoming issues of The Telegram or again online at thetelegramnews.com. Milton Township Trustee Philip Thompson is asking anyone with information about a recent act of vandalism at Salem Church and Cemetery on Salem Road outside the city of Wellston to call the Jackson County Sheriff's Office. On a post from October 11th on the Milton Township page, Thompson states that several gravestones have been knocked over, windows have been broken, and a Bible had been thrown atop the church's roof. The post further states that the church and cemetery were found in this condition on Saturday evening, October 9th. Anyone with information that would assist in helping to find the person responsible is asked to call the sheriff's office at 286-6464. And the Jackson County Sheriff's Office is currently searching for an escaped inmate who fled from work detail early Wednesday morning. Shannon Nichols, who had been working stripping floors escaped on Wednesday just before 3 a.m. He's a 39-year-old male, has blue eyes and blonde hair with a goatee, but keeps his hair very short and may look bald. He's 5'9", approximately 160 pounds. He also has a sleeve of tattoos on his right arm, as well as tattoos on his left arm, abdomen, and chest. Anyone with information is asked to contact the Jackson County Sheriff's Office at 286-6464. As of Thursday at noon, Nichols was still evading capture, and a warrant for his arrest has been filed. In sports, the Jackson boys and girls cross country teams got a boost in their final tune-up before next weekend's OHSA Southeast District Championship meet. Highlighted by two all-conference selections, the Ironmen had runner-up finishes at the Frontier Athletic Conference Cross Country Championships Thursday afternoon. The Iron Ladies also had two all-FAC accolades, while senior Olivia Kennedy earned the Runner of the Year award after winning the individual girls race on the Jackson Cross Country course. In the boys' race, Matthew Gibson and Chris Hughes paced the Ironman with a second and third place finish in the 61-runner field to earn all-conference honors. The Marquette Cultural Arts Center has announced that the concert schedule for this Saturday evening featuring country singer Ryan Daniel has been postponed. They will announce any rescheduled date at a future time and apologize for any inconvenience. The Benton County Junior Fair Board will be offering an Oktoberfest vendor and craft fair on Sunday from 10 until 2. The event will be held at the Benton County Fairgrounds, just north of MacArthur. There will also be a 50-50 raffle, door prizes, food and drinks, as well as kids' games beginning at noon. Fall mini sessions from DK Photography will also be available on site. Finally, today, the Ohio Department of Transportation will be closing a section of Broadway Street in Wellston beginning on Monday for a total of 10 days. That closure will be in effect Monday through Friday from 7 to 5 from Railroad Avenue to Park Avenue. The decision was made to facilitate work being performed at the railroad crossing. For information regarding this closure, you can call 286-2504. This is not a city project, and it will not utilize city funds. Again, from Total Media Studios in Jackson, I'm Matt McKee, and that was your local news.